If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you purchase hundreds of bottles of whiskey, you're bound to end up with some bottles that you just don't like. This week, Lindsay and I will taste blind my top 6 least favorite whiskeys. And if you want to see what my least favorite whiskeys are and how they rank blind, then stick around. Before we get started on the blind tasting, that you're just gonna love those so much, we do have to thank all our patron members.
Yes.
Because we do have a Patreon that you can sign up and donate on a monthly basis, and the individuals that do so represent about 1/1,000,000th of 1% or something crazy of the people who've seen the videos. And they are paying to keep this content coming out for free for all of you viewers out there. So thank a patron. Everybody on your screen are at the top level of contribution. And so we do thank you. Now, let's get into some disclaimers. This part's pretty important.
Yeah.
Because this channel doesn't really talk bad about whiskey brands, generally speaking. So I'm not saying that these whiskeys are bad to you. Okay?
Sure.
I'm simply saying that they were not a good fit for my personal palate.
Yeah.
Every one of these whiskeys has a huge customer following that really loves them. And some of the time, the thing that I don't like about them is due to a manufacturing technique that just doesn't appeal to my palate. Some are due to a general flavor profile for the distillery that I don't enjoy. And some are just due to aging techniques that produce a flavor that are not necessarily for my palate. So you're not wrong if you like any of these whiskeys, and I'm not saying that you should never buy them. I'm just letting you know these are the ones that are not right for my palate. So we have in front of us 6 different blind poured whiskeys. Wes, everyone's favorite show producer, is off camera.
Whoop!
And he poured these for us. So what I thought we'd do is we'd taste them up.
Okay.
And then after we get them ranked up, we will reveal the rank. And as we discuss what we ranked each one, I will tell you what they are and what about them I don't think is the best.
Okay.
All right. So smell, taste.
Yeah.
Rank them.
It's like we were talking about this before we started filming. Like, some of these are so light.
Yeah. The color variance on these is pretty...
It's crazy.
Pretty crazy.
Okay. Here we go.
That's tickle. I mean, Jesus, bro. It's like, blah, I'm tickling your face every time.
You're tickling your nose.
How about it? How about some 17-year-old dickle in your nose? Whoa, super aggressive.
I don't want to drink them anymore. I don't like them.
Okay, can you put them in categories like hate a little less, and I'm not super mad? Like, I don't know. Do something.
I'm trying.
Hello, and welcome to today's episode of What You Have on Your E-commerce Site. I'm your host, Randy Sullivan. Let's get right to the questions. Do you have Glen Toppers? Yes. Do you have t-shirts? Yes. Do you have bottle carrying bags? Yes. Do you have storage? Yes. Do you have an aroma kit? Yes. People, we have everything at bourbonrealtalk.com. This is stupid. Why do we even need a game show?
All right, y'all. How's it going here?
I mean, it's okay, bro.
Have you... Any guesses, Randy?
I actually think I know what everyone is.
Really?
Yes. You can check the video, but I didn't even need to taste this first one.
Let me come over here where I can
And I, hide this. I knew that it was Dickel. So this one's for sure Dickel.
Little peanut butter sandwich, jelly sandwich, punchy in the
it,
nose.
It was, for me, it was the B vitamins.
Oh, like, you've got that deal.
The Flintstone vitamins hit me.
Yeah.
This one's got to be Elijah Craig 18. This one is the Rocktown. This one is the Uncle Nearest. This one is Balcones. And this is Rockstar.
Hmm. Interesting. That'd be 6 out of 6 there, Randall.
So that's what's hard about doing blinds is because I'm so familiar with some of these profiles that I know which one I'm drinking.
Well, and plus those whiskeys that you love most stand out, and the ones you hate most stand out.
Yeah.
And all the other ones in the middle just kind of blend together.
Although this was a very interesting experiment for me because I realized that in my mind, I have judged some of these too harshly.
Yeah.
Right? And so...
Because you had to judge them all against each other this time.
So correct.
Like, okay.
Yes. And so we had 6 Pretty Girl.
And I know Lindsay really loved them all.
So. She loved them all. The problem was we had to refill her glass like 2-3 times.
Yeah, and she just...
She just wouldn't stop, you know?
She's like, I can't wait to know what these are so I can go buy doubles.
Buy doubles. She wanted to back them up.
The bunker full.
Just right. Kidding. She had a hard time doing the rankings.
All right. She ranked them all last.
All right. So the first one on our far left, their far right at home. What did you rank that one?
I don't like doing the rankings. I didn't like that at all. But like, I mean, when you don't like Dickel, you
don't like Dickel.
You just don't.
That's a great explanation. So yes, this one is the Dickel 17.
That's a new T-shirt idea, actually. I think that's
if you don't like Dickel, right? Like,
if you don't like Dickel, you know.
So for some people, it has a B vitamin note. Sometimes it's a nutty note. Mm-hmm. The higher age ones.
It's a bit nutty.
For me, it tastes like Flintstone vitamins from when I was a kid. But it does develop kind of a grape flavor. So there's nothing wrong with this whiskey. It's just a quality price ratio issue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Wes is the unlucky person that paid for this bottle.
Yeah, it was a gift.
It was a gift, and those things happen.
I don't always give the best gifts.
And so, no, it was the best gift.
Actually, it has been used in like four different
videos, and it's one of those ones where like I would have seen it on the shelf and been like, do I do it?
Yeah.
But then I didn't have to. And lots of people have been able to share all this bottle. It's half empty. Second one, Pretty Girl. on from our side left to right, it's going to be second from the right for you at home.
It's the Elijah Craig.
This was
18.
The Elijah Craig 18. And how did you rank that one?
Or did you even taste it because it was so thin?
It's a no for me, dog. I feel like I am Randy from American Idol right now. Like, it's a no for me on these guys.
It's just a no. Okay, I ranked the Dickel. Let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah, you changed your glasses back.
I know, but I was gonna start moving them around, and then there were too many, and I was trying to get confused.
Like, it does. I mean, it has good flavor. It's just really light.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I like whiskey.
That was always my complaint. It's just
kicky in the teeth. Yep.
I know you had. I know what you.
Okay,
had
so I ranked the Dickel fourth place. Okay. 4 out of 6. I ranked the Elijah Craig as second place.
Are you, now you're talking fourth and second best or fourth
best.
And second worst? Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so this was 4 out of 6.
Okay.
Was beat by 3 other whiskeys.
Yep.
The Elijah Craig was 2 out of 6.
Interesting.
Only beat by 1 other whiskey.
Oh.
Because the problem with Elijah Craig is that it's too thin and it has too much barrel char when you compare it with its contemporaries, which are all highly allocated, hard to find bottles.
18-year-old.
But but when you drink it on its own with just like average everyday whiskeys, it actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
So I found that interesting. So this was second place, this was fourth place. The third glass, which this one's the Rocktown.
Right.
Okay. And how'd you feel about the third one, the Rocktown?
Mm-mm, like, I just tried it again. Like, it's got like a black licorice, like anise thing.
Mm-hmm. It literally tastes like burnt coffee beans to me.
Oh, yeah. I get
not,
that.
Not just like, oh, roasted coffee. Like, no. Like, someone
overdid it.
Oh, way overdid it. And so Rocktown is an interesting distillery. Love them, craft producer. They're doing a lot of experimental stuff. But they have their own set of distillery equipment at the distillery that's a pot still.
Mm.
And they must be running that pot still ragged.
Mm.
Because they are so much burnt flavor in their pot still bourbons. But they have that distillation contract arrangement with Bardstown Bourbon Company. And they go there and use Bardstown's big column still to do distillation runs too.
Mm.
So they have two of the same whiskey. They have got one that's on their pot still and one that's on the column. I love the column still whiskey.
Yeah.
The pot still whiskey, that pot still has got to look like an abused stepchild. they must be running that bad boy so hard.
Mm-hmm.
This has more burnt grain solid flavor than almost any whiskey I've ever tasted. It's extreme.
Mm. So your last place?
That's last place. So then after that, this was the Uncle Nearest.
Yep.
Rye. Now, what do you think about the Uncle Nearest rye?
You're a rye girl.
I'm a rye girl.
So what do you think?
It's got a weird flavor for me.
It does.
It's the rye.
Yeah, it's the rye.
It's not. It doesn't taste like any of the ryes I love.
Yeah. So the Uncle Nearest rye, like, tell the people how you feel about Uncle Nearest.
We had the best experience there, and the people were so nice.
Awesome. So awesome.
We had the best day. Like, it was, like...
In love with them. In love with their whole story. But when they
the
released...
The people are great.
I think you even bought this bottle for us, right? Because they released the rye, and it was
Their rye was about to come out. Their rye was about to come out when we were there. So we were all excited about it because everything else was just awesome.
And she found a place online that would sell it. And she was like, look, I got the rye.
Yep.
And I opened it up and I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's like.
But I mean, we got to taste stuff with Victoria Butler. She made us cocktails.
Sure.
Like, I.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Love them.
That having been said.
But as a rye girl, I don't like this rye.
Don't like it. That having said, when I opened it, I didn't like it. I said, like, I'm not going to drink this. It's been sitting there. I've been letting people try it. It came in first place.
Really?
Yeah. I've been too harsh. And I don't know if it's starting to develop a little bit of that tea component that that I love from Rosewood.
Yeah.
I was just drinking Rosewood, and this does not like Rosewood.
I'm not saying it's as good as Rosewood. But it's not as bad as I remember.
Yeah.
So okay. It came in first.
Sometimes that happens when you revisit something.
Exactly.
If you don't like it the first time, you put it away for so long, come back to it.
Sure.
That's why you do
blinds. Palate develops a little differently.
This was the one that when I tasted it, I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I actually kind of like this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, the only one it could be is the Uncle Nearest, because I haven't tasted that one since I opened the bottle.
Yep. Shout out to you, Nearest Green.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And
what was the last? Or they were the second to last.
Second okay. to last. So this is the fifth one from right to left for you guys. This one's the Balcones. And so this one.
Another pot still.
And it's got some of those coffee notes, some of that chocolate.
Does it have that kind of oily mouthfeel?
It's oily, it's viscous.
Yeah.
But it's got a lot more cinnamon.
Okay.
And a little bit more vanilla. And it came in third for me.
Nice. What'd you think, Rye Girl?
I have not met a Balcones that I've...
Okay.
We'll cut that part out.
No.
I don't know if it's
maybe it's the pot still.
If it's the pot still, we've had great experiences there. They're very lovely people.
We love everyone at Balcones.
It's just not like when I started this, I said there are a few distilleries that I don't like any other things, and this is one of them. So
now, that having been said, Balcones started off as a single malt distillery. And they started to make ryes and bourbons and corn whiskeys. And when they do that, if you go watch our video of how bourbon's made, and we go through the detailed explanation, they have a hammer mill that turns the grain into flour, and they have a roller mill, which is generally used for malted barley for their single malts. Mm-hmm. And I think that why some people find Balcones to be a little bit different mm-hmm. is because they, for all of their bourbons and corn whiskeys and their ryes, those grain solids are going into the still, and those grain solids are imparting flavor as they get heated. That's different from what we're used to from a column still. And so most people prefer their single malts. And I've been told that they're focusing 100% on single malts going forward.
Mm.
So that's kind of their strong suit. So last but not least, we had the Roxor.
Roxor.
And
actually a really cool bottle.
Beautiful bottle.
Yeah.
It's fashioned after... I forget it's like Frank Lloyd Wright or something, like one of the architects that designed mm-hmm. Houses for a while. The gentleman that started this distillery, one of them is a James Beard award-winning chef. The other one was an executive with PepsiCo. And they came up with the idea of using the chef's palate to make a botanical bourbon the way that you make botanical gins. Mm. But they were going to use botanicals that they thought positively influenced the bourbon flavors. So it is a very unique product, very unique experience. My problem with it is that one of the botanicals that they add to add a touch of sweetness is curry. Mm. And it's all I can taste is curry. Mm. And I'm very sensitive to curry. And what's the other?
Tarragon.
Tarragon and curry are I'm super sensitive to them. And so that one came in fifth place for me.
This is the one that, I set it aside. I'm like, I liked it because it smells pretty.
It's designed to taste older than it is. Mm-hmm. And I think that the flavors that they added do mask the youth a little bit. Not necessarily 100% for my palate. So, in summary, Uncle Nearest first.
Okay.
Elijah Craig, 18 year, in second. Balcones, True Blue in third. Dickel, 17 year, in fourth.
Okay.
Roxor, Botanical Bourbon in fifth. And, Rocktown Pot Still Whiskey in sixth place.
Well, at least my Christmas gift from 2023 is not the worst whiskey you've ever had.
It is not. And it
that's
is also,
all that I care
it
about.
It has also provided an awful lot of content.
It
for
has.
The channel.
Thank you, Dickel, for that.
Yeah, thank you. So, anyway, I think we should give away some whiskey. What do you think, pretty girl?
Yeah, let's do it.
You do that. I'm going to get the dogs to quit snoring.
Okay.
Yes,
so
I'll be right thank back. You. Just give them a little nudge.
Hey, y'all. Look out. Stop that. We're recording.
Got a job to do, guys.
All right. So what do you want to give out?
My brain read 31 ounce. We're not giving 31 ounce sample.
No. That's more than a bottle.
Yeah. We're going to give three 1 ounce sample packs, which is a lot easier to
do. A lot easier.
Happen.
Yeah. Three 1 ounce sample packs of everything
all
that's up
things.
Here on the table so that you can recreate this experience at home. I always feel
invite
weird.
Invite a friend.
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a level.
Have you ever let you drink something and you're like,
this is
terrible.
So
weird.
Taste it.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
so
what
do this with a friend.
That's what I'm driving at. once you get to a certain level in the whiskey enthusiast world, you don't get excited when somebody says, this is amazing. Taste this. Yeah. You get excited when somebody goes, this is weird. Taste this. Right? Yeah. So we're hoping that you'll feel that way. But all you have to do to enter the free giveaway is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell on YouTube so that you're notified of future content pieces, which also will notify you of future giveaways because there's a giveaway in every episode. But you do have to fill out the web form in the video description below. We will randomize the list of names, reach out to the winner, and send you your samples absolutely for free.
Yep.
How can they support the channel, pretty girl?
Well, the first way is our Patreon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have lots of... levels for all different budgets, but we have some really great member benefits, bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, in-person meetups, which is super fun, discounts on merch, all kinds of fun things.
Yep, and there's a price for every budget, and you get this benefit of knowing you're supporting the channel and its
mission. The mission.
But we also have a way for you to show support that benefits you right back, and that is our merch.
Right. Our merch is how, we kind of got started with people being able to support us, right? So there's all kinds of t-shirts and glasses and things. So if you're not able to commit to a monthly, say it for me. Subscription.
Right.
Monthly subscription. You can pop on and, buy a gift or buy something for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's whiskey merchandise made by whiskey people for whiskey people. So you're going to find stuff you love.
Yeah.
And this channel's always been subsidized by my real estate business. I'm a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. So if you wanted to show support and you need services, you could reach out to me in the video description below has a link. If this is your first time tuning in, we'd love to tell you about our show philosophy. We're all about bringing people together around whiskey, and that is because I lost my brother to suicide in 2014, and Lindsay and I were both looking for a way to kind of make a difference in other people's lives so they don't face that same fate. And as we started to look at the different options, we didn't really find anything that fit our personalities. And so we started to develop our own way. And part of what we did was discovering that whiskey brings people together made me realize that if I started a channel like this and got you connected to whiskey, maybe whiskey does the rest of the job and get you connected to others. And so we started the channel. But if you're going to have connection, you need to have a forum for people to interact. And a lot of forums out there were filled with negativity. And so we created our own forum called Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a troll-free whiskey enthusiast forum that is there on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can go join. There's a lot of great things going on there. We do a lot of philanthropic work, a lot of connection. Local events are coordinated there. Lots of great things. And we also learned while we were investigating, you know, how to go through this process, that there are a lot of negative individuals online on other forums and saying a lot of negative things and hateful things to strangers mm-hmm. online. And they taught us another lesson that gave us our sign off for the show. And that is that if those individuals can hate a stranger online that they don't know, there's nothing that keeps us from loving a stranger online that we don't know. And that's why we end the show the same way. And that is this: if you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loves you, just know that we love you. We'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. In the steep hills of the rockiest of mountains, under beaming sun or windy winters, a prideful goat stands tall. The whiskey offers smooth yet bold flavors to be enjoyed anywhere with anyone. So take a leap and discover the complex and beautiful sceneries of the prideful goat with us. I'm Randy Sullivan, host of Bourbon Real Talk, and I partner with Giant Texas Distillers to create the whiskey brand, the Prideful Goat. That intro was one of the drafts for the Prideful Goat's back label. And the truth is, the name just sounded cool. There is no significance to the name, which makes a back label story difficult. We felt some of what was written was a little too fanciful for our target audience. Our goal was to create a whiskey by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. Cask strength, non-chill filtered, straightforward, no fluff. We're currently sold in Alaska, Arizona, California, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, and Alberta, Canada. And if you want a quality whiskey that was curated for enthusiasts, head over to www.pridefulgoat.com and use the store locator. If your local store doesn't have it, you can look on the website to see what your state wholesaler is, and your store can call them and order it. We also have some pretty awesome Prideful Goat merchandise, including etched Glencairns, t-shirts, and now a dog squeaky toy. If we're not sold in your state, don't worry. Silvox and Bourbon Outfitter both sell our products for lower than average retail prices. With no sales tax and discounts for multiple bottle shipping, in many cases you can get the Prideful Goat delivered to your front door for less money than you would pay at a local store. We hope you enjoy our little project.